Go in there, you folks in the Richmond Heights area, and become members of First Community Credit Union, which I have been for years now, and you're going to be so glad you did. So once again, yet another branch, which tells you and me things are great at First Community Credit Union. Things are so good, they keep opening branches because people like stability, and they like security, and they like great service, and they like competitive rates. That's why they like First Community Credit Union. So now you have yet another place to do your banking. Although for most of us, certainly most of you, I actually go in fairly often. Most people do most of it online anyway, and they have an easy-to-navigate website. So they continue to do well and get bigger and are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. Don't confuse it with any other. If you'd like to know more, visit their website, firstcommunity.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. I am Paul Harris, your 100% host, giving 100% of the effort. Because I'll be here all week long. If we were to take roll call today, Frank Opinion? No. Dan Strauss? No. Eon the Peon? No. Mike Evans? No. So I'll admit, you get the B team today. And I'm proud to be the head of the B team. Filling in for Dan Strauss in the producer chair today. When you call, you'll have him answer the phone and say hello to you. From the McGraw in the Morning Show, Mr. Frank Ladd.
Good afternoon, Paul. I don't think we've ever worked before together.
Not since a week ago when I filled in for McGraw. That's what happens when you're the utility guy. Eventually, you work with everybody. And over here, filling in for Eon the Peon, is a guy who I worked with, how many years ago was it?
It was the 90s, Paul.
Was it like 99?
It was, the end of the millennium there.
Wow. Johnny Lomax is filling in for Eon today.
The utility guy in a different sense.
Yeah.
It all runs downhill and I catch it.
We even have somebody to substitute for Mike Evans later on, Kate Meehan.
Look at that.
Will be on today. But some of the regulars will be here. Bill Cleveland. And because it's Monday, we'll have Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez in about an hour or so. And as I promised on Friday, every day this week, we will have the Harris Challenge at 5:15. And we'll have knuckleheads in the news after that. So there'll be some order, some semblance of order on this show. Not a lot, because this show, frankly, couldn't stand it if we had a lot of semblance of order. But there will be some politicians again.
Now, today,
not even for yourself?
No.
There will not be a Paul Harris day?
No. There are much more important people in this world.
Mrs. Paul Harris. And
you know, I had forgotten about that suck up to the wife factor, Frank. You're right.
That's right.
But
she's listening.
Now she's at work now. Somebody in the family has to have a steady job. But I'm just sick and tired of things being named after politicians. I'm glad that the new I-70 bridge across the Mississippi is named after Stan Musial. When they came up with that, I said, okay, fine. But, you know, we don't have enough things named after teachers, for instance. Just to pick one profession. How do you get to work? Well, you go down here, you take 40 until you get to the teacher's bridge, and you go over that, and then it's the next exit after that. It's always named after somebody or some thing political.
And yet today, it's not just President's Day. It's really still technically just Washington's birthday.
What do you mean?
It's just a PR campaign to call it President's Day.
By who?
In the mid-80s, apparently.
I remember when I was a kid, in school. It was President's Day, and it's the joint celebration of Lincoln and Washington's
birthday. Because they were both born in February, and then they combined that into one. I think one was on the 12th, and one was on like the 20th or something like
that. An early draft of the Uniform Monday Holiday Act.
Hold on a second. This portion of the show brought to you by Wikipedia.
Well, no. I actually saw a tweet earlier today.
You're reading it off Wikipedia.
I'm reading it off Wikipedia, and now I'm actually looking into the story.
Okay.
They would have actually joined... on this draft, the holidays of Washington and Lincoln to become President's Day, but the proposal failed in a committee, and the bill, as voted on and signed into law on June 1968, kept the name Washington's Birthday. So ever since 1968, it's been Washington's Birthday.
Right. That is not correct.
No, I believe so.
I'm with Johnny. I remember sometime in the 80s, it officially became President's Day.
And it says in here, by the mid-80s, with a push from advertisers... the term President's Day began its public appearance.
Why would advertisers push for that?
Because it's probably easier to sell sheets on that day or something.
Oh, big President's Day sale.
That's right, as opposed to Washington's birthday sale.
What would be the difference? You're either having a mattress sale or you're not. If it's Washington's birthday, don't forget to come in and try our discounts. We got a special sale going on this weekend for Washington's birthday. People wouldn't go, I'm not going for Washington's birthday. Oh, it's to honor all the presidents. Well, then I'm definitely going to go get a mattress.
Have you seen the Honda President's Day sale commercial?
No.
Where it's really good. You've got them singing some slow jazz. It's really great.
I did see the mistake that Groupon made this weekend. Groupon said we're going to jump on the President's Day weekend by offering a discount of $10 if you buy a Groupon valued at $40 or more. And then it says, you'll remember that the $10 bill features President Alexander Hamilton, undeniably one of our greatest presidents and most widely recognized for establishing the country's financial system. Except for one thing, Alexander Hamilton, never the President of the United States.
Whoops.
He was a founding father.
Sure.
He was there, helped write the Constitution. He was Washington's chief of staff. He was he was the first Secretary of the Treasury and helped found our financial system. I believe also started a newspaper, or maybe the New York Post, I think, was started by Alexander Hamilton, but never president. So somebody tweeted, and by the way, this was still on Groupon's website as of yesterday, because the sale goes through today. So somebody tweeted to them or emailed them and said, excuse me, Groupon, I thought you might like to know that Hamilton was never a president. And this was the official response from a spokesperson. We respect everyone's beliefs. You're certainly entitled to your opinion.
Our belief is that he was a president.
You know, there's an old saying, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. And this is one that is just a...
Wow.
Yeah. Anybody know who the other non-president is on our money?
Benjamin Franklin.
There you go. The guy who makes the least amount of money in the room came up with a $100 answer.
Because I know when I get a big head Ben bill, I'm excited. Ooh, a $100 bill.
Yeah. You seen the new ones that have been out for several months? They still, to me, look like Monopoly money.
No, I don't get to touch a $100 bill very often. Maybe you could bring one in for the class and show us
all. Pink and green and blue and everything else on there. By the way, USA.gov lists today's day as George Washington's birthday.
Every other calendar I know says President's Day.
And it was I've kept reading on different articles. It was a push by advertisers so they could have sales in February.
Of course. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't stop the Arbor Day sales either.
That's why last Friday. Last Friday was such a big deal to people, advertisers.
Right. I want to share something with you here. I don't really know how to describe this. I found this online this weekend. A friend of mine sent this to me. Sent me to this website, which has pictures of a woman quitting her job. And I guess the best way to describe it is to say she's got like a whiteboard that she's holding up at her office, and she's standing in front of a bunch of shelves. And apparently she did a series of photos of herself with different messages on the whiteboard. Starts with "Happy Monday, everybody." And then the next message is "I quit." And I'm just going to read you the messages as she went forward. And there's maybe like two dozen of these and a different message in each one. So, "Happy Monday, everybody. I quit. I've learned a lot these past 2 years, and I'm going to miss all of you, except one. I'm looking at you, Spencer. Being your assistant has been a special hell. I put up with your temper and your bad breath. She's holding her nose in that one. Because I wanted to be a broker. On Friday, I transferred you a call when I heard you call me a HOPA. HOPA? Then I figured out it wasn't H-O-P-A, it was H-P-O-A, hot piece of ass. Is that really all you thought of me? Did you ever wonder why everybody in the office called the trash a garbage dispenser? Office morale is down since you installed the little office snitch so you can monitor how we spend our time online. So I wondered, how does Spencer spend his time online? You gave me the codes, after all. So here are the answers. 4 hours a week on Scottrade, 5.3 hours a week on TechCrunch, and drumroll, 19.7 hours a week playing Farmville. Wow. So this HOPA, and by the way, in that particular picture, she's dressed in a very nice outfit.
She's
a very attractive young woman.
All right, yes.
She says,
so this
HOPA's moving on, although I don't have another job, something tells me I'll be just fine. So she posted that and sent it to everybody at work. And obviously somebody showed it to Spencer, who decided to respond himself. And he didn't have whiteboard, but he used the kind of big paper you find on an easel. You know, with those big pads of paper where you'd flip it over to the next one. So he's standing in the hallway at the office, and he writes, "Happy Monday, everybody. This weekend, the office got a little less hot and a whole lot smarter. We're sorry that it took 2 years to get you to quit. Who's going to run out for lunch now or drink smelly fermented tea or put their bare feet on the reception desk or hit on me and my brother at the holiday party before throwing up in the recycle bin? Sorry you were grumpy about my nickname for you. HOPA. HOPA you didn't hear the others like spray tan and tribal dolphin McToe rings. And useless degenerate." Jenny must be your name. "If you wanted to be a broker, you should have told me. I could have used a good laugh. I started this company in my dorm room, and now we manage over $100 billion in assets. And you just quit in the worst job market in three generations? You did bust me on my Farmville time, though. Growing virtual carrots soothes me. Also, I figured out how to use it as a fuzzy cognitive map predictor of spikes in the German capital market. Look for the write-up on TechCrunch next week. Oh, one more thing. You remember that employment agreement you signed on your first day? The one you just violated in like 15 different ways? Our legal counsel would like a word with you about that. You remember Teresa? What was it you called her? That two bellies lawyer? That lawyer who always looks pregnant? The hairy cankles lawyer? That lawyer lady who looks like Jonah Hill? Okay, best of luck, Jenny. You'll be just fine."
Oh. Something about glass houses applies there. I
think you're exactly right. Let's take a break. We'll come right back here with more of the Monday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Your phone call is always welcome at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
Cigarettes are smart. They're packed with over 2,000 poisons chemically engineered to keep you addicted. But now there's a revolutionary product that's smarter. It's called the VaporMate. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give it to you for free. Just call 1-800-400-0092. VaporMate is not a pill. It's not a piece of gum. It tastes like the real thing, smokes like the real thing, and best of all, it satisfies like a relaxing smoke should. Millions in research have gone into making cigarettes one of the most potent addictions known to man. But VaporMate outsmarts real cigarettes, freeing you from harmful effects. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking, and coughing. Just the great flavor and smoking satisfaction of VaporMate anywhere, anytime. Claim your free VaporMate now. That's a $129 value for free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But hurry, this is a limited-time radio-only offer. Call 1-800-400-0092. Get the amazing details at 1-800-400-0092.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry-Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Hi there, Frank Opinia. There's this great misconception that a lot of people have out there about who is it that needs a financial advisor. And I think a lot of people think, well, if you have a lot of money, if you're really wealthy, if you win the lottery, you need somebody to advise you what to do with that money. That is not true. That's not who. In fact, I have to tell you, you have $300 million. You don't need anybody's advice. Just put it anywhere. Just even if it draws no interest, doesn't earn anything, you'll never run out of money. You know who needs a good financial advisor? Most everybody. And the smartest people, and the most of the people who go to financial advisors aren't multimillionaires. They like to become multimillionaires, and in some cases they do. Most people just want to be comfortable. They want to be secure. They want to have independence financially. That's what Mark Reed and Jason Becker will help you do. They're with Stifel Nicolaus, and if you have $25,000 or more, you might want to hear what they have to say about what you're doing with that money and what they think maybe you ought to be doing. Meeting costs you nothing. All you have to do is call them. All the information is at their website, markandjason.com.
Celebrate President's Day with the Freedom of Choice at Rent-A-Center. Right now, you can take home name brand big screen smart LED TVs, washer and dryer pairs, even laptops and tablets. Your choice for one low price with no credit check. Hurry into Rent-A-Center now through February 22nd for the President's Day sale and get big brands for small payments with no credit check. Only at Rent-A-Center, where you're free to choose. Rental purchase lease transaction offer expires February 22nd, 2014. See store for details.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on 3:33, I mentioned that everybody from the A-team is gone. I correct myself here now, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Weiland is here with traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Paul. About the only thing going on the highways, everything looks pretty well, but just you are pretty well stacked up right now on westbound 44 between the Musial Bridge and the Edward Jones Dome. After that, it looks good through the depressed section. Everything else is running great. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. You've invested so much in your work. Don't you want to be able to have it on the best paper? Try Hammermill Color Copy Digital and get noticed. Hammermill Color Copy Digital makes you look better. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Tim. Paul Harris filling in for Frank and the gang. We've got Frank Ladd is here, and Johnny Lomax is on the board. And a couple of things on my, I feel a little distracted today because I can't wait to get home and watch the last 3 hours of House of Cards on Netflix. They came out with it on Friday, and I binge watched it this weekend.
I just got Netflix. I got a Roku box, and everything. Yeah. My son was tired of me dragging the Xbox in the living room, so he's like, "You're gonna have to do something about that."
Yeah.
And I didn't. I'm finishing up the last season of Dexter, and I was like, I was hovering over House of Cards, and I was like, not enough hours in the day today.
Yeah. Well, you got to go through 13 episodes from last year and then start the 13 episodes they just released on Friday.
I saw that, and not enough hours, Paul.
You know, there are TV shows like this that are really made for binge watching, because when it comes to the end of one episode, they're not all self-contained. Like, you know, you watch an hour of a lot of dramas, and at the end of the hour, well, that's the end of that story. We'll be back next week with a completely different story with the same characters.
Especially when it ends on a cliffhanger type of event at the end of the show, and you're like, if you're waiting till next week, you're kind of like, you have to watch that previously on the show you just watched.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. First of all, they don't really have cliffhangers on this. It just, come, you know, the show ends on a dramatic moment, but not necessarily a cliffhanger. And then you come back and you have whatever's coming up the next week. But when the new season came out on Friday, I didn't watch any Friday night, but I watched it Saturday and Sunday. And when I sat down to watch it, I put on the first episode of season two. And I'm not spoiling anything here, I promise. Believe me, I understand the spoiler concept. I'll talk about that in a second. But I put on the first episode of season two expecting there to be a previously on House of Cards, because I didn't remember what happened at the end of last season.
Because it's been like 7, 8, 9 months since the other season, or longer?
Last spring.
Yeah, okay, a year.
Yeah. So, but there wasn't one. So I said, I stopped it, and I said, okay, I honestly don't remember what happened. So because it's still available on Netflix, I went back and I watched episode 13 of season one all the way through. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I know. Okay. That guy did that thing, and now she did that. All right. Now I'm caught up. And then it was rolling right into it. And
it's completely changed the way we watch TV, though, being able to do that.
Yes.
You didn't used to be able to go back, and other than your previously on Dallas, you couldn't go back and see that final episode before JR got shot.
Correct.
You couldn't go back and watch that in that half hour to figure out, okay, oh, that's right, that next season. But so, it totally has changed how we watch TV.
Well, all of television changed in steps. You know, first there was the VHS and beta revolution, where people had video recorders in their own home, and so you could time shift what you watched on TV and catch up with it if you were going to be out, or you didn't, you know, if you worked early in the morning, you couldn't record the late night shows. I mean, you couldn't watch the late night shows. Well, then you could record them and watch them at your leisure. And then that gave way to DVR technology, which allowed you to be able to skip through commercials, or, you know, if the dog was barking because the dog had to go out, yeah, you pause it and you can go outside. Or if the dog was barking and somebody else was going to take it out, but you missed something because there was an argument about who was going to take the dog out, then you could rewind 10 or 30 seconds and go back and catch it. Or if you missed a joke in a comedy, you could do that. And then, you know, we got to DVD technology, and TV shows started coming out on DVDs, and you could binge watch those. And Netflix was a big proponent of people renting these movies, these TV shows, and watching the four episodes on one disc, send it back, get the next four episodes on the next disc, send it back. That's how shows like Breaking Bad became more popular as they went along, not just because they were great shows and added a fan base, but that fan base was increased by the number of people who were binge-watching it on DVD. But now, in this Netflix model, Netflix comes out with a show and says, here are all the episodes, watch them when you want. But here's the downside to it. Everybody knows what happened in the Olympics last night, and everybody kind of has heard about the Bodie Miller interview. You know, the day after the Super Bowl, everybody, you know, knows what happened at the Super Bowl, and they saw some of the commercials, that sort of stuff. With this sort of thing, I can't talk to anybody about this. Because there's always somebody around. No, like you just said, hey, I haven't even watched season one yet.
So you've lost that sense of camaraderie. You've lost that group of everybody having watched and wanting to know who shot JR. The whole country wanted to know and was leading into that. You've already spoiled season one of House of Cards for me, because you binge watch the, you know, two seasons in one night, that sort of deal.
Well, I didn't spoil anything for
you.
I purposely have not given anything away. Here's the other.
You just can't talk to anybody about it, and that kills your business.
The conversations, I had one with Carney one day, and he goes, wait a minute, what season are you on? And then I told him, he goes, okay, I won't ruin it for you. We have to stop the conversation.
I still have friends who have not watched the last season of Breaking Bad yet because it is just about to come out on DVD. So I know everything that happens in that last 8 episodes, but I get that from that. Not yet. I haven't seen it. And then there's always somebody else in the group who goes, I'm only up to season 2. Oh!
What's the grace period? Have we come to a consensus as to how long we have to wait before, I'm sorry, we're going to talk about this, even though you're in the room and you're only on season 1?
I was arguing with Joe Hipperson about this the other day. He was talking about, I don't remember what the movie was, but maybe it was like the first Christopher Reeve Superman movie. And he said, you know, something like, you know, when Margot Kidder as Lois Lane dies. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. And I went, you don't have to say that anymore. After decades have gone by, Rosebud is the sled in Citizen Kane. I'm sorry if that ruined the movie for you, but it's been a million years since that came out. I don't know what the current length of time is, the appropriate amount of time. I bet plenty of people are going through this same problem with all sorts of shows.
And not just radio hosts or people who listen to the radio, just in your own families.
Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday on America Weekend, my syndicated show, I interviewed Gerald McRaney, who has a recurring role on House of Cards. And I told him at the beginning, this is very weird. I'm very ambivalent about interviewing you about this, because he was on to promote it.
Right.
And I said, I feel ambivalent about this because I don't want to ask you anything that'll tell me something about the show. Because I like, when I have a show that I'm really into, I like the purity of being able to watch it without having heard anything about it. I don't want to know anything. I do that with certain movies that are coming out. Okay, I heard that that's going to be an interesting movie. I'm just going to go see that. I'm not going to read any reviews ahead of time or whatever. You and I get to go to press screenings, so we get to have that kind of virgin experience often. But then we get on the radio and we ruin it for everybody
else. I've been tainted by people such as yourselves, you know, either railing on something or raving about it, and then kind of letting that form my opinion. And then when I finally take in said piece of media, I go, well, I think they were wrong.
Well, that's fine.
I thought that was okay,
That's fine. That's fine. But I don't do that with TV shows, although I do. Well, that's not true. I will do that with TV shows that aired on TV last night.
A network show,
But I still haven't said anything on the air about the finale of Breaking Bad. And I know that Frank Opinion was a big fan of the show, too. He also has not said anything about it because we both know people who are not there yet. And that's a very strange thing. So here I am yesterday interviewing Gerald McRaney. And I said at the beginning, can we not talk about the plot of the show but still talk about the show?
He's like, what?
He said, yeah, I think we can. And here's the interesting thing. He said, I don't actually know what happens. I only know what happened in my scenes. I never get the whole script. So like you, I'm waiting for it to start streaming so that I can watch it and see what happens with all the stuff with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright.
Have you heard that from other actors, too? They only know what goes on in the scenes they were in the scenes that they were a part of? Other actors you've talked to?
I have asked people that, and it has happened a lot in movies. It's never the star of the movie who's in every scene. They, of course, obviously know what's going on.
I wasn't on the set ever with that person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I just find that fascinating to not have an entire picture of the entire product that you as an actor are putting together, to not have a clue.
Well, one of the things I asked them about was, is it weird doing a show like House of Cards, which has no commercials and no act breaks? You know, you watch a regular TV show, because they're working up to a commercial break at some point, they have to have something kind of dramatic happen every 8 to 10 minutes that they build up to, and then they come back and they have to resolve whatever that was that happened in the previous segment. But on House of Cards, there's no such thing as an act break, and in fact, in some houses, there's no such thing as a show break. People are going from one episode directly into the next episode, and in fact, if you watch it on Netflix, at the end of an episode, you push stop because you're done with that. A thing comes up on the screen, next episode starting in 30 seconds. Uh-huh. And it starts counting down. And if you don't do anything, it rolls right into the next one.
I nodded out watching Netflix the other night. And I woke up and I was like, I'm 3 episodes further than I thought. What's going on here?
It's phenomenal to have that available to us. But it does change the experience. And it also changes the social media experience. During the Super Bowl, I was on Twitter, and I was tweeting about the game and the commercials, and I was following a lot of other people, all the people I normally follow. They were all tweeting about the game, too, because it's a communal experience. But with a show like this, you don't have that communal experience because everybody's at a different point.
Because you watch it at 4 in the afternoon, everybody else is waiting until 10 o'clock at night.
Or I watched 10 episodes this weekend. Other people might have only watched 3 episodes this weekend or none of the episodes this weekend. So we can't have a discussion about it. And there are some TV critics who I follow who have tried to write reviews of it without saying anything about any plot points. It's impossible.
It was good.
Probably this, not good reading there.
No. And I've stayed away from them for that reason. By the way, Amazon is in the streaming content business as well. Last year, they came out with what they called Amazon Pilot Season, where if you are an Amazon Prime member, which we joined because my wife and I buy a lot of stuff off of Amazon, and if you pay the $79 a year for Prime, then all your shipping is free all year long. You know, instead of having to pay $5 or $6 each time, believe me, we come out ahead.
You are a hoarder. Sorry.
No. My wife is a shopper. I'm not a hoarder implies that I've got lots of stuff lying around the house and we never use it and we're just piling up. That's not the case. My wife, well, let's just say one word, shoes. End of story. But because of that, we get this streaming video from Amazon Prime. And last year they went through what they called pilot season, where they commissioned 10 TV pilots, half-hour or hour-long shows. They had them fully produced, and then they presented them to their users, Amazon users, and said, here are 10 shows. We're putting them out there all at the same time, 10 pilots. You tell us what you think of them. And the ones you like, the ones that get the most support from our users, we will turn them into actual series. And the only one that I know of that actually went to series was the one that stars John Goodman. It's called Alpha House. Mm-hmm. Which is was created and written by Gary Trudeau, who is the guy behind the Doonesbury cartoon. He's been doing that for 40 years. And they liked it, and they picked it up, and just like a month or so ago, they started streaming the new season. Amazon does it differently from Netflix, whereas Netflix releases all 13 episodes of House of Cards or their other show, Orange is the New Black, or some of their other stuff. Amazon does it one episode a week, which I don't like. Because I'm going to forget to go back the next week. If I can record it on my DVR, I can set the DVR, record this every Tuesday at 9. Boom. Done. Don't have to worry. Wednesday, I go, oh, yeah, that show was on last night. We can watch it. I'm not going to remember to go back and watch streaming video every week. I'm going to forget about it. In fact, I did forget about it. I watched like 2 episodes of Alpha House, and I haven't watched another one since.
It's because you're trained into the binge watch has now become a part of the way that you watch TV.
Yep.
So you're used to, especially in your digital delivery. So you want to sit down and, well, that was only 40 minutes. What do I do now? You know, I got to wait till next week. That's why I quit watching TV.
That's exactly right. Well, Amazon now has its new pilot season for 2014. And about a week and a half ago, they released, I think it's 5, maybe it's 10 new series. And I hadn't heard anything about them except for the buzz on one show called Transparent, which stars, who's the guy from Arrested Development and the Larry Sanders Show? I'll think of it in a second. Jeffrey Tambor. Hey now.
Oh, the dad on Arrested Development.
Right.
Yes.
He plays the father of a family in this one as well. But it's called Transparent because he is transgendered.
Oh,
interesting. By the way, I will tell you right now, he does not make an attractive woman.
I think he might have done drag on Arrested Development.
Of course he did, yeah. It's also got Gabby Hoffman and Amy Landecker and Judith Light and a couple of other people.
Judith Light, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I watched that one, and I thought, well, okay, this is pretty good. I would watch more of this. But I didn't go on and vote for it or tell Amazon that I liked it. I'm hoping other people do, so there'll be more episodes of that. But that's an interesting way for them to come up with new content as well. But I don't like it because I'm used to the binge-watching model now, thanks to shows like Breaking Bad. Or, for me, The Sopranos was one that I did not watch during its first several seasons. And then, because my wife was so into it and they were coming up on the last season, Then I went and I got the DVDs and I watched it all the way through. So I caught up just before
that was the
last season
started. That was the binge watching with me too, was TV on DVD.
Yeah. And I think it was for a lot of people. One other thing I want to mention about Amazon here for before we take a break. Amazon has an interesting way for you to give money to charity. They have this program called Amazon Smile. I'm plugging this. They're not a sponsor. I don't get any kickback on any of this. I just think it's a pretty neat thing to do. If you are a regular Amazon customer, if you buy a lot of stuff on there, this is a way for you to buy all the stuff that you normally would buy and donate to charity at the same time. Because if you go to smile.amazon.com, you can sign up very easily. You choose the charity you want the money to go to. And then for everything you buy on Amazon, they give 0.5% of your purchase price to that charity.
Wow.
So you could do it for the American Red Cross, the American Cancer Society. I chose the James Randi Educational Foundation, who I've supported for many, many years. There are hundreds of charities to choose from. And if yours isn't on there, you can suggest it and ask that they add it to the list.
That was my question. Was it just typical? I mean, I have a charity of choice, which has gained some notoriety, but it's still kind of fringe.
Yeah.
And I would totally partake in that because I've, you know,
is that the Benjamin Lomax's Gotta Grow Up Fund?
The Human Fund.
Skatistan, which is a group of guys who have gone over to Afghanistan and have brought skateboarding to the Muslim world over there.
Really?
And they have gotten, they need donations and instructors, and they also needed female instructors due to the fact it's in a Muslim country that only the women could work with the girls. But they had taken back, it started with, they took back a public pool that was drained when the Taliban took over and was used for public executions.
Ugh.
Right. So, and when I first saw the story, I kind of teared up and sent them $20.
Yeah.
But they're still not on everyone's, you know, if I gave you a Hanukkah present, Paul, that said, I've made a donation of your name to Skatistan, you'd be like, what kind of Costanza ripoff is this?
Yeah, don't be donating in my name. I'll handle it myself. I don't know if Skatistan is on the list, but you could ask Amazon to put it on the list. Maybe they would. And then 0.5% of whatever you buy through Amazon over the course of the year. You don't go to Amazon.com to do that. You go to smile.amazon.com.
And you make your purchases through that,
If you do it through that site, as long as you log in via that site, everything you buy, and it's the normal Amazon format there, all the regular stuff, everything you buy, they give a little bit to whatever charity you like. So I think that's pretty cool. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS on your cell phone, star KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Now let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
All right, the roads look pretty good. And on all the major highways, no problems going over the Poplar Street Bridge or any of the bridges. The only problem we do have is they do have the right lane down. It's on westbound 44 between the Museo Veterans Bridge up through the depressed section. So that's causing us a delay there with only the left lanes being open. Other than that, you're looking great on all the highways. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. You've invested so much in your work. Don't you want to be on the best paper? Try Hammermill Color Copy with digital and get noticed. Hammermill Color Copy Digital makes you look better. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
Let's start thinking about summer, getting out on a boat. Come join me, the Kilcoyne Show, Friday, February 28th. We're taking the show to Inland Marine. They're having their boat open house. They will not be at the boat show downtown, and they'll pass the savings on to you. New year models are out. Save big money on last year's model. Ranger Pro Staff will be on hand to answer your questions. Owner Jim Dooley and sales manager Dave Schnabel will be on hand during the broadcast. They're located just off Highway 55. It's the Highway M exit, the big showroom there in Barnhart. A reminder, it's the boat open house, Friday, February 28th.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via Easy Rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit Easy Rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
It's the Monday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Frank Ladd and Johnny Lomax are here in the studio with me because Frank O'Pinion and Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon are off in Mexico. I was surprised they didn't mention anything about it before they left.
Never heard a word. This is new to me. They said, Johnny, go in and run the board for Paul.
Saturday morning's hockey game between the United States and Russia, the highest-rated hockey game in the history of the NBC Sports Network. Now, that sounds impressive, except I think the NBC Sports Network is only about a year old.
Yeah, it used to be Versus, used to be the Outdoor Network, used to be, yeah.
That game was on from, I think, like 6:30 to 9:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
Got a viewership of 4.1 million viewers. Which is impressive, because I would have bet that you couldn't find 4.1 million people who knew that there was such a thing as the NBC Sports Network.
Or had it as part of their cable package.
Or knew that it was there. Let's see. Viewership peaked at 6.4 million in the last half hour. That would be during the shootout that was won by TJ Oshie of your St. Louis Blues. I did think that the hype for that game was a little bit too much. I mean, 34 years ago when we had the Miracle on Ice and we beat the Russians in